We begin the current daf, Masechet Zevachim daf Pei Beis. We begin on the third line down with the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah from the previous daf. That is, the Mishnah had said, if let's say the bloods of a korban that are supposed to be sprayed in the Heichel, which are called those of Bifnim, they got mixed up with the karbanis of those that are sprayed on the outside, which are called those of the Chutz, and they got mixed in together. So the Mishnah described the Machloikis if the bloods were first sprayed inside and then outside. So Rabbi Kiva said that it's going to be pasul. Lacham said it's going to be kasher. Why is that? Because Rabbi Kiva held the halacha of the invalidation of the blood of a korban being put inside the heichal. Although the pasuk talks about chatas, it's not only referring to chatas, it's all bloods. Therefore, when you take it inside, yeah, you fulfill the obligations of the inside bloods, but you have now invalidated all the outside bloods. Chum said it's kosher. No, because the pasuk only says regarding chatas that its blood is brought inside. Other karbanas that its blood are brought inside are not pasul, and therefore the chum would say that you could still put the rest of the bloods on the outer mizbeach, which were mixed with the inner ones, which had already been brought inside. So the Gemara quotes that the Mishnah said, Shahayir Rabbi Kiva Aymer, because Rabbi Kiva said, v'chul, etc., where the Mishnah explained this idea that all bloods that are brought into the heichel to be atoned are invalidated. So on that, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuli explains Mashal, a parable for the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, where he understands that the invalidation of the pasuk of Kol Chatas Hashayuv Medama, when the pasuk says, seemingly like the Chacham, that only the Chatas offering, its bloods becomes invalidated when it's brought in. Rabbi Kiva understands it as referring to all the bloods of all the Karbanas. Lama Adzavar Dema, what could be this compared to? How can you understand his opinion from the pasuk? To a student who is mixing the wine, especially in Talmudic times, the wine was very strong, they would dilute it with water, they would mix it. So he mixed it for his teacher with warm water. After the teacher drank, he said again, pour for me. And as the understanding is from Rashi's Girsa, means he told him to pour it and mix it for me again with warm water. So the student said, with what? So Amalei, the teacher said to him, Loi b'chamen anu asukin? Aren't we already talking about with mixing with warm water? In other words, if I had told you, unspecified, I want you to dilute, I want you to mix wine for me, so then you would have known that I meant with warm, because the first time already that you mixed me was with warm water. Now, achshav, now that I told you to do it with warm, why am I repeating it again? Obviously you would know I meant to do it as you did it before. Rather, it's tatel you bein becham and bein betzainen, that you could mix it with either warm or with cold water. In other words, because when someone is engaged in an activity, it's not normative to repeat the specifics again. If he already gave him to drink and he already mixed it with warm water, he would just say, okay, make another drink for me. And he would know to do exactly as he did the first time. Why is he mentioning specifically, again, the idea of diluting it with warm water? It's because he actually wants to include mixing with other types of water too, even cold. And when he's saying warm water, he's coming to say that even what you had done for me the first time, you could again do it for me again. But it's coming to say not only hot water, but also cold water. So says the Gemara, Hachanami, here also the same idea. Mechti, let's see. Bechatas askinin va'asi, the whole parasha, and that was talking about, before we get to this pasuk of invalidating the blood of the chatas being brought inside el hakodesh panim into the heichal, it was all talking about chatas. So chatas tekas rachmana lomali. So why, when the pasuk then continues in the parasha, which all talking about chatas, when it talks about vim yuva midama, if you're going to bring the blood into the heichal, why is it specified chatas? Of course we know you're talking about chatas. Up until now, everything was talking about chatas. Rather, it's the same idea. I'm telling you that not only chatas, but rather even all karbanas. Meaning, it's coming to say that even the chatas will be like all the kachim that ashayuv medama, that if its blood is brought in, will be invalidated. In other words, so that you shouldn't say that maybe actually chatas would not become pasul. Because we actually find chatois that are brought into the heichel, which are the chatois apanimias, so maybe even those chatois which are chatainias, even though they're not supposed to be brought in, would not be invalidated. That's what I'm saying. Even the chatas, but not only the chatas, just like that idea that we said, because we were anyways talking about until the chatas. Why are you saying specifically chatas? To tell you that even chatas, but that of course it includes other types of, like their tzainin, here also includes other karbanas. Now, on this interpretation of Rabbi Kiva for his source, Maskev l'Rav Hun the Bereid of Yeshua says, Mechdi, let's see. Israbu kol kachim l'gabim mizbeach. In that pasuk itself, right before, we included all the karbanas in the halacha of the mizbeach, le'in merika u'shtifa. regarding that there's a requirement of cleansing the metal utensils that were the karbanos are cooked in, as the Gemara learns out later on, Perek Dam Chatzis Daf Tzadik Vav Mem Beis, where it says over there, Kodesh Kodeshim Hi. And it says over there, V'chol Chatzis HaShayuva right near it. The pasuk right after is the pasuk that we're discussing. The pasuk right before that is this halacha of merika shtiva that you have to clean it out. That it's not only to purge it from the meat of the karban chatas, but any carbon that's cooked in over there. Now, on that, the question is: now, if you're telling me that the other karbanos are also going to be pasul like Rabbi Kiva, so then chatas the kasav rachman olam ali. So this pasuk that it talks about and it mentions chatas. Why is it necessary? It should have just said, Vashayuva midama that is brought from its blood. Because actually, right up until now, we were not talking about only chatas. We were actually talking about every type of carbon. How so? Isn't the whole parasha talking about chatas? Yeah, but the pasuk right before, when it talks about merika shtiva purging the kli that it doesn't become nicer, if we actually include from kodesh kodeshim all carbonus. So if we're talking about all carbonus, and like Rabbi Kiva, he learns the next pasuk, meaning the pasuk that we're discussing, is also talking about all carbonus. So then don't mention chatas. Just say midama, which would be continuing from the previous pasuk, which would be ol karbanos. To the contrary, the pasuk seems to be contrary to what Rabbi Kiva says. Shema mino chatasin. To the contrary, it's telling us only chatas da halacha, like the chacham say, midach rin alai, other things not. And says the Gemara, the way you want to interpret the pasuk would be not like Rabbi Kiva, because of a hot leidami, this could be only compared to el latamet shemazik l'rabbi be'macham and be'metzainen. That up until now, the student was pouring for his teacher. Once mixing with hot water, once mixing with cold water. Like we're saying, because the previous pasuk is for all kachim, all types of karbanos, hot, cold. And then Amaloi al timzigli elacham. And then it says, I don't want you to mix for me only with warm water. Here also, then it says next pasuk, it mentions chatas. So to the contrary, this is not like Rabbi Kiva is telling you only chatas and not all the karbanos. So the rather says the Gemara a different interpretation. Time in Rabbi Kiva is mechatas v'chol chatas, meaning to say that it could have said in the pasuk. Chatas, instead it says vechal chatas. That's where, as the Gemara is going to explain, is where Rabbi Kiva learns that his halacha to include all karbanos. Because kind of like Linda Brisa, when it talks about this halacha of not bringing in the outer karbanos, its blood inside the heichal itself, unless it's the chatas apanimis, it says chatas. Now, ainly ala chatas. If it said chatas, I would only know it's for a sin offering. Kachi, kachi minayin, how do I know it applies to all other high level karbanos? Tamalema kol chatas. That's what says the extra word kol. All chatas. What's kol? Even asha, all other types of kachim kachim. Now kachim kalim and how do it even applies to, let's say, like a shlam, things in the lower level karbanos. Tamalema vechol chatas. Doesn't just say kol, which is extra word. The vav is extra. Vechol chatas. That comes to include all karbanos. That's divi Rabbi Kiva. That's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. So that's how he knows this halacha of invalidating all karbanos when its blood is brought inside. So that's the source. But the Gemara continues with the quoting the Braisa, Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. He disagrees on Rabbi Kiva. He says, Afilata marba kolayim kuli, says Rabbi Kiva, even if you're going to find ribuyim, inclusionary terms, the entire day, in the Shemelech, I'm not going to listen to you that you're trying and that you disagree, as we quoted his opinion in the Mishnah, as we're saying right now, that it includes the invalidation of all types of karbanos that burn into the Heichel. Ella rather says Rabbi Yitzchak Lili as follows. Says in the Pasuk Chatas, Ein le'ele chatas yachad. I would only know that it applies to an individual's karma chatas, because that whole parasha of chatas, it says near the parashas of the asham and the shlamim and the taida, which all those parashas there around that pasuk are all individuals' karbanas. Chatas tiba minayin. And then the question would be, how would I know that the liability would be of bringing a chatas achitaina that from the tzibur, sometimes the public has to bring a sin offering? Tamaloi mekol chatas. That's what we learn from the word kol to include chatas tzibur. Now, and still I would only know, even in just in the category of chatayis, only a male karma chatas. Chatas in the cave minayin, how would I know that it would even include a female karma chatas, meaning when the animal is a female? Tamalama v'chal, that's what we learn from the extra vav, which the Gemara first interjects, klapilai, which direction is this going? To the contrary, a generally assumed individual's karma chatas is usually a female. So what are you saying, I would only know male, how do I know female? So the Gemara says, no, el hachem, I read this, what Rabbi Yisrael said. Einli el chatas nekeva. And I would only know that if it's a female chatas, chatas achmena, how do we know that it's even a male? Tamalem v'chol chatas, that you learn that from the extra vav. So therefore, he disagrees and he says that no, you can't learn that all other bloods, it's only by a karma chatas, like the pasuk says, but the ribuyim of kol and v'chol is teaching out certain types of karban chatas, that of the tzibur and that of a zachar. Now, the Gemara now, however, once we introduce Rabbi Yisrael Glili in his disagreement with Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara asks, does he really learn that this pasuk is coming to say he's disagreeing with Rabbi Kiva regarding what are you coming to include? But it sounds like that from his opinion mentioned in the Braisa that he agrees it's talking about the psul of bringing in outer karbanis in it bringing its blood into the heichal. Is that really so? Does he even learn the pasuk that it's even talking about that? But Ratanya learned the Braisa, the Yisrael Liliyami, he says, and he's coming to disagree with Rabbanan, as this Braisa is brought in Teres Kayanim, that they explain, as we were just explaining just before, that this pasuk is coming to talk about the invalidation of bringing an outer karban chatas by bringing its blood inside to the heichal. And that's Rabbi Yisrael Lili to the Rabbanan, he says, no. Kala inyan kuloi, this whole topic of this pasuk, ena medaber, it's not talking, ella beparm hanastrafim usir manastrafim. It's actually talking about not the aru chatois, it's talking about the karbanas of chatas that are brought inside the heichal that are supposed to be brought in, which are the bulls that are its meat is burnt outside of the machna, or the he-goats that's burnt out of the machna, which the power helm of Bishal Tzibur, when the Syria Avodah, when the whole Jewish people sin in idolatry. So what's it teaching in this pasuk? It's teaching Lisrev Psulehem, to burn it when it's invalid. In other words, when its blood is brought inside as it's appropriate, the pasuk is telling us that, because that's what it means when it says, when its blood is brought inside, it doesn't mean literally it's brought inside and that's a problem because Chatzos Chatzayin, no, the type of carbon that its blood is supposed to be brought inside, and that the pasuk is referring to, that if an invalidating factor happens to this carbon, then you have to burn it abeis habira, that you have to burn it in the azara and not how it's usually done. If let's say the Parm HaNasrafim and the Shem HaNasrafim are done in the appropriate way, nothing invalid. The halacha is, its meat is not eaten, unlike all other karbanos chatois, its meat is burnt outside of the machna. And that is what the pasuk is saying over here, Ba'kodesh ba'esh tisarif, that in the holy place it's burnt in the fire, meaning that you have to burn it in the holy place, meaning abeis habira, which is by the area of the azar of the courtyard. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach. If, because it doesn't tell us clearly that, but it's because we know the meat is usually burnt outside. That the pasuk is saying regarding these karbanos that it's supposed to be brought inside, and it was, but an invalidating factor happened. You burn it there in the azar itself by kodesh by ish tisarf in the holy place in the azar. Another thing the pasuk is teaching us is v'lamed b'loisa se alichilase, and that, as Rashi explains, whether it was valid or even an invalid, by both of them, the pasuk is telling us we should read it loite achel, it should not be eaten, meaning to say, because nowhere else does it teach us that there's a negative prohibition about consuming the meat of the parma nesrafim, the shirman nesrafim. The Torah doesn't tell you about eating it. It's supposed to be all be burnt outside. It doesn't say an explicit leisa say. So on that, the pasuk is telling you over here that it's not eaten, that it has to be burnt. But that's all the pasuk is coming to teach, not regarding the chatois hachatainis, telling you unique halach is regarding the parma nesrafim, the shirman nesrafim, that this which it's brought el kodesh penima, if there's an invalidating factor, which the pasuk doesn't say that, but that's what it's coming to refer to, then b'kodesh b'esh tisav, you burn it in the fire, and also that you're not allowed to eat it at all, ever, whether it's pasul or kasha. On that amulayim, and that the Chum said back to Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, chata shenichnes dama lefnei v'lefneminayin, then how do you know the halacha that we explain this pasuk that's talking about the outer chata, said if its blood is brought inside the holiest place, into the heichel, kachakachim, how do you know that it becomes invalid? Samalhem, he said the different pasuk, hein lehuva, that it says hein lehuva as dama, which this is by the sir hachatas, which was by the shmini lemelum, when they did the inauguration of the Mishkan, by the he-goat of the chatas, which the sons of Aaron had burnt it. And that Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, well, hein lehuva as dama, what it means, blood was not brought inside to the heichel, so why are you burning it? Which the inference of that is, had it been brought in, it would have made sense that it should be burnt. So you see that that's the halacha, that if the blood would have been brought inside, then that's the source for that halacha. But one thing is that we see the Kohen Rishik Lili, that this pasuk that we were discussing before, regarding the pasuk with Rabbi Kiva, that it talks about that's not talking about the chatois hachatzeinis. He learns it as it's talking about the chatois hapenimius. And to these two unique halachas that we introduced. So how does he respond to Rabbi Kiva? And he says, wait a second, Rabbi Kiva, don't include all the bloods of all the types of kabbanis, kachik, kashm, kachik, palam. Come to include different types of chatzais. What do you mean? You don't even learn the pasuk talking about on the invalidation over there of the chatzais hachatzainis. So on that says the Gemara, you're right. L'dvar of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yitzchak Lili was saying, according to the Pin Rebbe Kiva, who he does explain the pasuk as referring to Chatoes HaChatzainis, and then he wants to include from the inclusionary words of Kol and Vichol all types of karbanas, and that's what's coming. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Lili was saying. No, even according to you, you shouldn't include only types of Chatoes, which is Chatzis HaTzibur and Chatzis Zachar. But don't include all types of kabbans. But yeah, Rabbi Yisrael himself doesn't even learn the pasuk. He's talking about that. Rather, he learns the pasuk is talking about the chatayis and panimias, as we said before. But at least that's what the Gemara concluded, that that was the source for Rabbi Kiva himself, that why is it, if the pasuk mentions only chatas, that refers to all types of kabbans, that becomes a vowel when the blood is brought inside, from the extra terms of kol and v'chol. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding the invalidations regarding the blood of a carbon. And also regards to going inside and outside, which we said in the previous Mishnah regarding the inner bloods and the outer bloods. So to continue that theme regarding going inside into the Heichel, going outside out of the Azar. Says the Mishnah, Chatas shekibul dama b'shnei kaisis. A carbon chatas that its blood was received in two different vessels. Yatze echad men lachutz. Now one of the cups were taken out of the Azar, which is beyond the perimeter where the blood of a carbon chatas is allowed to be. Says the Mishnah, so although that becomes invalidated because it left the perimeter, but hapanimi kasher, the cup that was remained inside is going to be valid, and you can use it to do the gifts of the carbon chatas, and that will validate the carbon. Now, continues the Mishnah, let's say nichnas echad mehem lefnim. Let's say one of the cups went into the heichel, which also, as we mentioned before, is not supposed to go in, as the pasuk says clearly, everyone agrees regarding carbon chatas. So Rabbi Yisrael Glili machsher b'chitzer, Rabbi Yisrael Glili validates the cup that was left outside, meaning that was still in the Azar, that didn't go inside, to use it for its matanis, and then the carbon is going to be kosher. Now, Lacham Paislam, however, Lacham say it's going to be invalid, the Gemara is going to explain the reason for their opinion. Because similarly, you know what I mean? You still have the cup inside, why should that become invalidated because of the cup that went inside? Now, Amr Bisek Lili, he says as follows. He wants to use a Kabbal Chaymer to prove his opinion. He says, if regards to a certain place that we're going to explain right now, where if one has a machshava when he's doing that vayda regarding that place, it's going to invalidate the carbon, and that is specifically bachotz. In other words, just like out of the azara, which is a place that if someone has a machshava regarding it, that when he's slaughtering, he is having in mind that he's going to throw the blood outside, meaning out of the azara. That's what's called machshava chutzim kamin, that would invalidate a carbon. And yet still, loy asa, we did not make, regarding when you take out some of the blood to the outside, it did not make esam eshuyer, the other cup which is left over inside, kayyotze, to have the same halacha, like you said, that the blood that's left inside, meaning in the azara, is going to be kasher, as the Gemara is going to explain the reason for this. So, if machshava invalidates regarding out of the azara, but when you take one cup out of the azara, it does not invalidate the rest of the carbon, so then you have the following kal v'chaymer. Then mokum she'ein machshava peiselis, then regarding a place where if one has a machshava to throw the blood over there, it's not going to invalidate, and that specifically is bifnim, in other words, the heichel, which that's a place where if someone has a machshava when they're slaughtering that, okay, I'm going to throw the blood that I'm going to throw it inside the heichel, that's still going to be valid, as the Gemara said on the Aflam of Amin Alf, that that's not invalidated, it's only chutzim kaimai. But actually, in the heichel, where although you're not supposed to spray it, a machshava does not invalidate, so then ain't a din shaloi nases and meshuri kenichnas, it isn't a kabochemai, we should not make the leftover blood like that which went inside. If chutzim kaimai, a machshava invalidates, but the actual taking out doesn't, so then in the heichel, where machshava does not invalidate, for sure the taking in should not invalidate the rest of the carbon, meaning the cup that's still in the azara. So why are you saying that if what's left inside, then the azara would be invalidated by taking one of the cups into the heichel? Continues the Mishnah, nichnis lachaper. So let's say, regarding this invalidation of bringing the blood inside, let's say he brought it in to atone for the schatas achetayna by doing it inside the heichel. Now, says the Mishnah, Afa Pishle Keeper, even if he doesn't end up atoning by throwing the blood inside the Heichel, still possible, it's still going to invalidate just by bringing the blood inside. That's the Reb Eliezer. Reb Shimon Ami says, no, Achi Chaper, the invalidation is only when he atones in the Heichel, then it's going to invalidate, but just by bringing the blood, that will not invalidate the carbon. Now, Reb Huda Ami says, Im Hechna Shege Kasha says, if it was brought in by mistake, then it's still going to be valid. Now, related to this idea, the Mishnah concludes and says, Kol Adam Em Psulun, all invalidated bloods, shenasane al gabi hamizbeach, if it was put on top of the mizbeach, loyher tzatzit. So like we said, we were talking about invalidations of like bringing the blood in the area where it's not supposed to go. So says the Mishnah, when it's put on top of the mizbeach, the tzitz, which is meratza, which is the forehead, the plate that the kohen gadol wears on his forehead, says kodesh l'Hashem, so that does a ritzui, it does a certain appeasement for invalidated karbanis. Says the Mishnah, that for all the invalidated bloods, the tzitz will not be meratza, ela ala tamei. The one thing that it's appeasing for is if the blood became, if the carbon became tamei. Shatzitz meratza ala tamei. It's for that that if it became tamei, then the tzitz appeases and atones for. But ve'ena meratza ala yetze, but it does not appease for some other invalidation like this that we're talking about regarding the leaves, the perimeter that's allowed to be in. As the Gemara said in the second parakh of Gimel Mabez, the only sin that the tzitz carries is that of becoming tamei. Now, although the halacha is, even for other invalidations, im olu lo yerdu, if you put on the mezbech, you're not going to take it down, but that's what the Mishnah is saying, but it's not going to be meratza. You're not going to take it down, but it's not going to provide appeasement as if it was a validated carbon that you're only going to have by the halacha of tamei. So the Gemara brings Tanya Brice that elaborates on this machlekes Rabbi Yisrael Glili on the Chacham and our Mishnah. So I'm Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Like he said in the Mishnah, he says as follows. He says, Kal v'chaymer, I can prove my point to you that I disagree with you regarding our machlekes about the blood that was brought, if there's two cups and one blood was brought inside, regarding the rest of the carbon, meaning the blood that's still in the Azar. He says, Umab b'makom shemachshava peseles, if regarding a place where even a thought regarding doing it over there will invalidate the rest of the carbon, that's b'chutz, what we call chutzim kaimai. If someone's doing the shechit, he has it in mind, will invalidate the rest of the carbon. And yet still lay posel, dam shebechutz eshebefnim, if, let's say, he takes one of the two cups, even you agree that the second cup that's still inside is still going to be valid. So makom shein machshava peseles, so a place where if one has a machshava, specifically that he has in mind when he's shechting, let's say, to throw the blood in the heichel, that then it's not going to validate, that's bifnim, that's inside the heichel. So, ain't the din shalo yifzal dam shebifnim eshebachot, so if it's not going to validate with machshava, which chuzam kamer does, then meshur by just bringing half of the blood inside, it should not invalidate what's still outside, meaning in the Azara, if even chutzim kaimer, which machshava invalidates, when you take out one cup, it does not invalidate the other cup that's still in the kosher place. And that Amrulai, and that they said to him, and that's what we alluded that the Gemara explained the opinion of the Chachamim, they said, Harei Hoimer, but it's Exes HaKasim. The Pasuk says in the Yikra, Asher Yuva Midama, the invalidation of bringing the blood of a Karmachatis into the Heichel, it says that if it will be brought from its blood, which teaches us Afila Miktas Dama. So the fact that it doesn't say Dama, its blood, rather says from its blood, it's coming to tell us even if only part of its blood is brought inside, the whole carbon is going to be invalidated, even if there's another cup in the Azar. Now, as Rashi points out, however, basically, according to his reasoning, that he actually, as we mentioned before, says that no, this pasuk is actually talking about the chatos hapenimius. He learns out the psul of the chatos hachatzinius when its blood is brought into the heichel from a different pasuk when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron and his sons on the inauguration of the Mishkan, hein lehuva es dama, well, its blood wasn't brought inside. Now, dama sounds like all its blood. And therefore, yes, Rabbi basically would learn that it's only invalid when all its blood, but when if only part of its blood was brought in, as he says in the Mishnah, it's still going to be valid, the cup that's inside, but meaning in the Azara, but again, at least the Chachamim, that they have an answer for their opinion because they learned the Pasuk, Bechatar Sechatzenius, and that sounds like even if only part of its blood went inside, the whole carbon is possible. Now, but however, based on their answer, Amalehem basically said to the Chachamim as follows. Then kavochaimer liyotze me'ata. Now that you explained the pasuk the way you did, I should bring you a kavochaimer regarding the blood that leaves its perimeter, which is not like the halacha. Because umah b'makom she'imach shava peiselus, if in a place where a thought regarding doing the zrik over there does not invalidate, that is specifically b'fnim, when you have a mind to spray in the heichel, and yet peisel dam she'b'fnim eshebachot, you just learned from the pasuk that says that, okay, when you bring some of the blood inside, meaning in the Heichel, it will invalidate the blood that's outside, meaning that's still in the kosher place of the Azara. So based on that, says the basic Lili, you should make the following Kavachaimah. Malkum Shemachshava Pesela, so in the place which is more severe, that even just having a Machshav regarding will invalidate, that's Bachotz, that's out of the Azara. Ain't a din sheyifsal dam shebachotz shebefnim, so isn't it a Kavachaimah that when you bring out some of the blood outside, it should invalidate the blood that's in the Azara? But yet you agree over there that the blood in the Azara is still going to be kasher. So Amalei, they said to him, no, here also, we're saying based on the Pasuk. Yeah, you have a Kavachaimer, but the Pasuk says, Asheyuva, the invalidation of taking a blood, that even some of the blood into a certain area that's not supposed to go into, that will invalidate the rest, says that it will be brought in. Meaning, Hanichnis Paisel, only blood that comes in, which is into the Heichel, which is further in towards the Shechina, will invalidate the other blood that's left over. Ve'en ha'yotzei paisel, but what goes out will not invalidate the blood that's left over, because the word dama, its blood, is an exclusionary term to say that only the blood that comes in, but not the blood that goes out. There, yeah, what goes out becomes possible, but what's remaining will still be kosher, and that's why we're not going to say that kal v'chaimer. Now the Gemara continues, and now it's the Gemara who's asking a question. Because as Rashi brings out, in even Teres Kayanim, it doesn't quote this in the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, because this Gemara's question that's going to be asked right now would be difficult even according to him. Ask the Gemara, continue on this theme that Rabbi Yitzchak Lili was talking about, now, based on all the kavuchemers that we're saying, we should say that having a machshava regarding doing the zrika in the heichel should invalidate it. Why? Because if regarding a place whereby bringing some of the blood outside, meaning out of the azara, does not invalidate the blood that's still remaining in the azara, still machshava peselas bachutz, but having machshava regarding bringing it out of the azara does invalidate the rest of the carbon. So makom shepasal dam shebefnim is dam shebachutz. So when actually bringing the blood into the heichel invalidates the blood that's remaining in the azara. So ain't the din shetehim achshava pesels befnim. So isn't a kavuchemer that thinking about it should invalidate? If regarding chosim kaimai bringing actually doesn't invalidate, but machshava regarding it does. So regarding the heichel, when bringing it does invalidate, so v'shor machshava should pasal kavuchemer from chosim kaimai. So he rose. So the answer is no, based on the pasuk. The pasuk says regarding machshava of chutzim kaimai. It says byoyim ashlishi on the third day. With the gemara in the second parak of Chesam Beis had explained that although the pasuk there seemingly is talking about chutzlas manai, having a machshava of doing it the avoda beyond its time, the gemara there explains is talking about chutzim kaimai. Now the reason why it refers to chutzim kaimai is space, not time. So why, when referring to chutzim kaimai, do we use the terminology byoyim ashlishi on the third day? Is to tell you because the invalidating thought of chutzlim kaimai is only if, as we continue to come at Beis, a makam, so although we're saying bayoyim ashlishi, which seemingly is time, is day, actually refers to the space of chutzlim kaimai that invalidates when you have such a makshava, is as we continue to come at Beis, a makam, a place, shehei meshulish, that will be tripled, bedam, bebasar, beimur, with being able to do the avoid of the blood, consumption of the meat, and of sacrificing of the sacrificial parts. And what that means to say is, for example, like out of the Azara, where at the time when bamas, which were private altars, were permitted, you could have all those three things over there, but that excludes a machshava of beyond its space, inside, internally, meaning into the heichel, because the heichel was never a place where you could eat meat or sacrifice the sacrificial parts. So it's from there that we know that no, the psul of chutzim kaimai is only chutzazara, and even though you have a kavachemah, the pasuk explicitly is excluding to by having a machshava of doing the avoid in the heichel itself, because it has to be mokum mishulish by yom mishlishi chutzim kaimai. We learn it from there, and that you never have by the heichel. But then the gemara asks a different question. Fine, v'leite machshava peiselas b'chutzim kavachemah. But then a machshava of chutzim kaimai should not invalidate by having a machshava of chutzim kaimai based on a kavuchemer from a machshava of trying to do the avoda in the heichel. Because umam makom shepasal dam shebefnim shebechutz, if regarding a place, specifically if someone brings the blood of the carbon into the heichel, it invalidates the rest of the blood that's outside in the azara. And still in machshava pesalas befnim, like you just brought from a pasuk, having a machshava regarding doing it in the heichel does not invalidate the rest of the blood. So makom shlei pasul dam shebechutz shebefnim. So regarding a place, meaning beyond the azara, by bringing some of the blood outside, does not invalidate the rest of the blood that's still in the azara. So in the shelo yehi pasul machshav bechutz, isn't a kavuchemer that having a machshav regarding it should not invalidate it? And that says the gemara, no, tamalei mishlishi. The pasuk says that on the third day, which that refers to chutzos mana, if someone has a mind to eat the carbon like a shlam beyond its time, which is on the third day, which is beyond the time, having such a machshava will invalidate it, make it into pigul. But then when the pasuk says pigul, what's that extra word coming to teach? I already know the halacha of pigul from when it says shlishi. That says the braisa comes to refer to chutzlim kaimai, beyond its place. Meaning, as Rashi explains, that there are those who learn these two halachas of machshavas chutzlas manai, which we commonly call pigul, and machshavas chutzlim kaimai, that they learned it out from this pasuk that the Gemara is quoting right now in Parshat Tzav. Because although just before we brought a different pasuk in Parshat Kedoshim Tiyu that said by Yom HaShlishi, that they learn for the halacha that has to be Makom Mishulish. Whatever the halacha of Psul has to be a place that has these three halachas. But we didn't know the primary halacha of Machshava Chutzim Kaimai. That's from this other pasuk in Parshat Tzav, which says Pigol, and that's where we know the machshava chutzim kaimai. So although you have a kavuchemer that there shouldn't be a psul of chutzim kaimai, because if you don't have a machshava psul of Teichlim kaim, meaning in the Heichel, which is more severe, as we bring from this Kal Vachomer, for sure you shouldn't have an outside. You're right, but that's what the Pasuk is coming to conclude it, by the word Pigel. So therefore, as that's what we were answering for all these Kal Vachomers, but there are Gzeiros HaKasav, Pasuk Psukim, explicitly telling the Halacha, and that's why we know that there is a Halacha of Machshava, of Chutzim Kaimai, from this word, even though we would seemingly have a Kal Vachomer to the contrary. Now, continuing on these Halachas, the Gemara brings a Braisa that says, up until now we were discussing in our Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, regarding the blood, regarding taking it into the Heichel that invalidates or taking it out of the Azor which invalidates. Now says the Braisa, Basar HaYotzei L'chutz, regarding taking the meat of the carbon beyond its space where it's allowed to be, like by a Kutcha Kutcha, it's all go out of the Azara. So Apostle, that by taking it out of the perimeter will invalidate it, as the Gemara will shortly bring it from the Braisa, from Uv Basar Besada, where that the meat is like in the field, which is an open area, that will invalidate it. Now, hanichnes lefnim kasher, but if the meat of the carbon, like a chatas hachatzayin, is brought inside the heichel, then it's going to be valid, as we'll explain. Meaning, although we were saying, oh, betona, bring in the heichel and validate, that was the blood. Now we're talking about the meat. Now, says the Braisa as follows, shehei bedin shepasel, because actually, based on the Kal Vachomer, based on logic, bringing the meat of the carbon into the heichel should invalidate it. Why? Regarding chutzlim kaimim, in the beyond azar, by taking out some of the blood outside, as we've been saying up until now, does not invalidate the blood that's still in the azara. And yet still, so it's not so severe. Yet still, basa hayetzil chutz pasul, like we're saying, as we'll quote shortly, that taking, however, the meat out of the azara will still invalidate it. So, makom shepasul dam shebefinim shebechutz, regarding a space which is very more stringent, that by taking some of the blood into it, meaning the heichel, will invalidate even the blood that's still outside in the azara. So, basa nechtes befinim in adin sheyivsel. So, isn't the Kal Vachomer by taking the meat into that place should invalidate it? Well, that says the Braisa. No, harei o'aymer, because the pasuk when it talks about the invalidation of bringing the chatzis hachatzayna into the heichel, it says by bringing midama from its blood, which tells you dama volei basar, only regarding its blood and not regarding its meat, because it says the word dama two times, asha yuva midama, vehen lohuva es dama, and one is coming to exclude the meat of the carbon. Now, but then continues the Braisa, if that's the case, then Kal Vachomer. So and then we should make a Kal Vachomer for the meat that leaves the azara, me'ata, based on what we're saying, that actually there it should not become pasul. Why? Because uma b'makom shepasul dam shebefin meshabachutz, regarding the heichel, which is more severe, we're even taking some of the blood inside invalidates any of the blood that's outside in the azara. So it's a severe halacha still, as we just brought from the pasuk, basar nechnes lefnim kasher, but if the meat goes inside over there, it's still valid. So makom shepasul dam shebechutz shebefinim, regarding chutz la'azara, where it's not so stringent, by taking out some of the blood outside does not invalidate the rest of the blood inside, does not invalidate the whole carbon. So basa yetz lechutz in the dinja kasha, so isn't it a Kal Vachomer that when you take the meat out there should still be valid? And that says the Braisa, harei oimer, that's the pasuk teaching Shemais, uvasar basada trefa loisechelu, which the little translation of the pasuk is talking about an animal with a mortal defect, what we call trefa, which is non-kosher, the meat of an animal out in the field that got mauled by some wild animal, it wasn't slaughtered properly, you're not allowed to eat it. But the way we expound the pasuk is, the word basada seemingly is superfluous. Who cares where it is? Basa trefa loisechelu. The word in the field sounds like in the open fields without any walls, which is being expounded for any meat which requires walls. Once you take the meat out of its perimeter, out of its walled area, neser becomes forbidden. It's like a trefa by taking it out, and that's what the pasuk is saying, you're not allowed to eat it. And that's where we know the halacha that, yeah, although seemingly taking it out of the azar, Kal Vachomer from the heichel, it should not become possible. But the pasuk from this drush is coming to tell you that you take it beyond its perimeter, then it does become forbidden to be eaten. Now, moreover, as Rashi points out, this teaches us also, so it's touching us regarding the meat, so it's regarding the blood that leaves the azara, based on our Kal Vachomer from meat, which anyway we see blood is more severe like we see from the heichel. And moreover, another source, as the Gemara will tell us later on, we learn that from Lehuva es dama l'kodesh panima, where Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, wait, why are you burning this sa'ir on this day of the inauguration? Maybe you brought its blood inside the heichel? On that they said, no, hein lehuva es dama l'kodesh, it wasn't brought into the kodesh. So then Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, maybe because you brought it out of its area, not into the heichel, but you brought it out of the azara. On that they said to him, no, panima, it was panima heis, it was inside, it was in the azara. As the Gemara expounds this later in the Daf Kof Aleph Manaf Tfil Yoyim, that's also another source where we see that the blood also becomes pasul by taking it out of the azara. Continuing on these halachas, says the Gemara, Tanur Matan Lan Braisa. says in the pasuk that we've been quoting in Vayikra Yud Yudches that regarding the discussion with Aaron HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu, that it was said, "Lehin lehuve es dama el HaKodesh." Behold, no, its blood was not brought into the holy place, panima, inside. Don't think we were burning it because we did something wrong by bringing its blood inside. That's not the reason. Why it was burnt is a discussion somewhere else. Now, says the Braisa, "Se'enli el panima." I would only know that what's the most innermost, which is referring to if its blood was brought into what's called the Fnai V'lefnim, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Holies of the Holies, maybe only over there would I know that then the Chatzos HaChatzayna, the carbon becomes possible. Heichel Minayin, how do I know that even if it's just brought into the sanctuary, which is the outer part of the temple sanctuary, that there it's also going to become possible? Tamalayim El HaKadosh Penimah, because I could have just said, if it was brought Penimah, why say to the holy place that's inside? The extra word HaKadosh comes to refer also to the Heichel. Now that the Braisa asked, but then why? The Yemer Kodesh while Yemer Panima, just say Kodesh and don't say Panima. Of course I would know Kavu Chaimer. If it becomes invalidated by just being brought into the Heichel, for sure, which is even more inner, which is into the Kodesh HaKodesh, for sure it's going to be possible. So Amar Ravi says, Bozev Limit Al Zeh. One comes and teaches on the other. Meaning, if we would have done like you asking, the Pasuk would have just said Kodesh and it would not have said Panima, then I would have said, what's this blood that's becoming invalidated when it comes to the Kodesh? That refers to Lefnai V'Lefnim. That's why when you have the extra word Panima comes to teach, no, wait a second, Panima is the innermost. What's Kodesh coming to say? That's including even the Heichel. As the Rava says, Midinava Teisha B'Sacha, just like we have a similar drasha that the Braisa elsewhere talks about regarding the resident slave and the hired slave of a Jewish Kohen owner regarding the prohibition of consuming Truma, where the Tanakh Linda Braisa, a similar idea. It says in the Pasuk, Taishav, which it says, Taishav Kain Besacha Leyechel Kodesh, the resident worker of the Kain, and the hired worker of the Kain, then I'll let it eat the holy thing, which refers to Truma, meaning although his wife and his children and his non-Jewish slaves are allowed to eat Truma, his Jewish slaves are not allowed to. Now, what's this Taishav and Sachar? So the Braisa says, Taishav, the resident, which sounds like he's more permanent, Zekon Nekinin Olam. This refers to an Eved, what's called a Nirtza, which is that he's supposed to stay really only 7 years, and he wants to stay longer, so they bore a hole in his ear, and he's called the indentured slave, which he stays with him now up until Yovel, meaning up until the 50th year. Sachwin says, just a hired worker. Zekon Nekinyin Shan refers to what's called the classic Eved Ivri, who he goes out after 7 years. He's more temporal. Now, it's saying that these two types of Jewish slaves, they're not totally acquired by the Kohen to be like his, like a Kenyan Kaspi, like he's like they're really owned by him, and therefore they can't eat Truma. Now the question is, says the Braisa, Yemer Teishav al Yemer Sachar, so then let the Pasuk only say Teishav and not say Sachar. But on the end, I would say the following Kavachimer. If Kana Kenyu Eina Eichel, if even a more permanent owned slave by the Kohen owner cannot eat Truma because ultimately his body is not really acquired by the Kohen. So Kana Kinyan Shom like Kalshikim, so a more temporary type of Jewish slave, of course I would know that for sure he also can't eat Truma. So why do you say Taisha Besacha? Just say Taisha. Says the Braisa, because Elu Kain, had we done that, I would say Taisha is at Kana Kinyan Shom. If it only said Taisha, I would have said that's referring to a slave that's only bought for a few years. But if he would be purchased for up until Yovel, then it would say he's more permanent and then he would be able to eat Truma. By saying not only Taisha but also Sachir, it comes to teach and it reflects back on Taisha. That Taisha refers to the more permanent one, and this one terms the more temporary one, and saying that both of them cannot eat Truma. And therefore that's the same idea, says Rav over here. Where, yeah, of course, if you said just Kodesh, seemingly you would know Panima, but if it only said Kodesh, I would think Kodesh means Panima. It means the more holiest place. By saying Kodesh and Panima, so if Panima means the innermost, then I would know Kodesh refers to even to the Heichel, that even over there it's going to invalidate the blood. Now, on this answer of Rava, Amalei Abaye, he asked, no, it's not the same thing as you're comparing from this Braisa. Bishlei Mahasam, we could understand over there in that Braisa, that when you have these two unspecified terms in the pasuk of Taisha and Sachar, like the Braisa says, Bazev Limit Al Zeh, although if you said one, you would already know the other one, why say both? Because you would think it means the more simpler one and not the more chiddush one, so that's why you have to say both. But says Abaya over there, Tre Gufininu, they're two different bodies, meaning that the prohibition of one is not the same as the other one, Meaning, each one is teaching a halacha regarding its own self. Meaning, one is the Toshiv, one is the Nirtza, one is the one that stays for the Yevil, and one is the one that stays up until 7 years. Now, and if you're going to ask, no. What do you mean? So, okay, so there's two different bodies. But still, the Pasuk should have just written explicitly that let not the Nirtza eat. Don't say these ambiguous terms of Toshim and Sacha, and you're saying, why do you need Sacha? Just say Toshim. Oh, because I wouldn't know what Toshim means. What do you mean? Just say the Nirtza can't eat. On that says Abaya, it's not because it's the reason what the problem we run into is because we don't know how to translate the words. Rather, it's because even though v'idach asib a kavachaymer, that the other one could be learned out from a kavachaymer, so you'd still have the question, meaning, so don't say toshav and sachar, because if you're saying you say one, you wouldn't know the other one. So just say explicitly, nirtza, the one who stays for 50 years. And that says Abaye, no, that's what the Bryce is saying. Milsa the asib a kavachaymer, something that could be learned out from a kavachaymer, meaning if you just said nirtza, I would know the one that's only up until Shemitah. The pasuk goes out of its way, as we know this halachic dictum that the Gemara says elsewhere. Still, the pasuk goes through the effort to say it explicitly in the pasuk. Now, moreover, says Abaye, now that for sure that the terminologies are ambiguous and unspecified, for sure it's a good answer that Bryce is saying, that for sure that we have to say both, because ba zev alim and al zeh. But even if it was explicit, it still wouldn't be so difficult, because they're ultimately two different halachas, they're two different bodies, one's the one that stays till Yevil, one that stays till the Shemitah year. And even if we would have said explicitly the Nirtza, we possibly might have still said the Sachar, because Tarech v'kas v'kra, even though we know it from a Kavach Haimer. But Elohacha, but says Abaye to you, Rava, over here, where the prohibition about bringing the blood of the Chatos HaChatzonis into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is already included in the Issa of bringing into the Heichel. Because the only way to get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is going through the Heichel. And therefore, there's no invalidation over here but the one of the Heichel. Because Kivin the Issa of the Heichel, once it becomes invalidated by being brought into the Heichel, where, so it already automatically became invalidated of the Lefnei V'Lefnim. So, Lefnei V'Lefnim HaBayi, what's the necessity? What does it even make sense to invalidate it by bringing it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's already invalidated by going through the Heichel. And therefore, it should have explicitly said in the Pasuk the psul of being brought into the Heichel and being quiet. And there's no reason for the Pasuk to say something unnecessary, which is not really teaching us anything. By Nirtza and Sacher, although you know a Kavachemer, but at least they're two different things, they're two different people, the two different invalidations for eating truma. Here, it's the same thing. What do you mean? If you're saying heichel, however you're getting there, but then why would the pasuk unnecessarily say the psul of kaidish of pnima of the kachak kachim? You could only get there through the heichel anyway, so it's already subsumed in that. Why unnecessarily say a halacha? So Elam Abai, rather Abai says, Loi Nitzrucha, it was not necessary to say this pnima to refer to the kaidish hakadoshim because it's already included in the heichel. El l'derech mishupesh. Only if the person brought the blood in there in an indirect way. Meaning, for example, if let's say he came through the roof, the upper story in the Beis HaMikdash, where there's some upper stories, and that's how they got the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which now it has to teach it regarding itself because it wasn't brought in through the Heichel. Now, although still it would be a Kavochimer, if the blood is possible by bringing it to the Heichel, for sure it's possible into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yeah, but that we said before, that's not a problem because that's Tarech V'Kas L'Bakra. But don't tell me you went through the Heichel, which that's seemingly the only normal way to get in there, because then it's already possible. Why invalidate the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's already possible by going to the Heichel. No, it didn't. You came through the upper story. Oh, okay, fine. So that's its own thing. It didn't become possible the Heichel now. Although it's a Kavochimer, that's Tarech V'Kas L'Bakra. That's what Abaye says, why I have to say Penima. However, on that interpretation, only Rava said back to him, but Vahoa Voksirbe. But the Pasuk says the terminology of Huva as Dhamma, bringing in, which that sounds like that the invalidation of bringing the blood into the innermost areas is only through the normal way of bringing it in. The way you're describing Derech Meshubash is not the way it's normally brought in, and therefore that seemingly would not be the interpretation of the invalidation of bringing into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Elam Rava, rather Rava says, truth is, the pasuk that's invalidating by bringing into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is talking about coming in through the normal entryway through the Heichel. So then what's the pasuk teaching? It says, Rava, it's telling you that kol midi dechashav allow anything that when the Kohen was bringing in the blood, he initially, when he was bringing in mind, he had in mind that it should be lefnai v'lefnim. His initial intention was, when he was bringing into the Heichel, was not to bring into the Heichel, was to bring into the innermost areas. that loy miftzul behechel, that it does not become invalidated by bringing to the hechel until he actually brings it lifnim into the kodesh hakodeshim, and that if he brought it into the hechel and he goes back out, it's actually still going to be valid. That's what we're learning from Panima. So although normally it becomes possible by bringing it brought into the kodesh, into the hechel, but that's only if that was your intention. If your intention was Panima, then actually it has its own halacha and does not become invalidated unless it was brought into the kodesh hakodeshim. That's what it's teaching from the extra word of Panima, which, yeah, that you wouldn't know because you would think it's already possible in the hechel. That's what it's teaching us. Continuing on these halachas, says the Gemara, Bayi Rava. Rava had the following question. Par helam davar shel tzibur, which is the carbon, the bull that the public has to bring if the Sanhedrin erroneously made a wrong halacha and the Jewish people followed that. So they have to bring a carbon, where the mitzvah of its atonement for this bull is actually, its blood is thrown in the heichel, in the sanctuary. Or let's say, v'sir avodis kechav, same things regarding the he-goat, when the Jewish people, based on the erroneous psak of the Sanhedrin, commit a sin regarding idolatry. Now, so its blood is supposed to be brought into the heichel. But instead, shehichnis damon lefnei v'lefnim, they ended up bringing the blood into the holiest of the holies, meaning into the kodesh kodeshim. Now, what's halacha? What's the question? Says the Gemara. Mi'amrin, do we say that the invalidation that the pasuk says regarding bringing a carbon of its blood, el ha-kodesh penima, into the holy areas inside? So, what do you learn from the pasuk? Kol heichad dekarinan, wherever you recite regarding it the invalidation of el ha-kodesh, of bringing it into the heichel, which we said, kodesh is the heichel, penima is the kodesh ha-kodeshim. So, for example, like the chatas ha-chatzainis, the outer chatas, which don't come in at all, it's only brought in the outer altar. So it becomes possible when it's brought al kodesh, then karin le panima, then we say it has the invalidation of being brought into the kodesh hakodeshim, because seemingly the pasuk equates them al kodesh panima. When you have al kodesh, then you have the psul of panima. But kol heichad de le karin al kodesh. But if you don't have the invalidation of being brought into the heichel, like over here, it's supposed to be brought into the heichel, then le karin and panima, then it does not have the invalidation of being brought into the kodesh hakodeshim. Maybe you say that no, ultimately, the blood of the par helm davishal tzibur, or the sirah v'dezara, by bringing it inside, is not its appropriate place, and therefore that's being brought into panima, and therefore it would become invalid. Continues Rav, and he says, v'imtem tzolei mishloi b'mkoimun, and if you're going to say, no, it's not its appropriate place, it's being brought in elakodesh panima, to the in an area that's not for it, and therefore it does become invalid. But I have another question. Then parvasar shel Yom Kippurim, regarding the bull and the he-goat of Yom Kippurim, different karbanas, shehizim edaman ala badim, vaitzin lehechel, with there, actually the blood of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim, the par and the sar, are supposed to be sprayed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he did. He came in and he sprayed it between the staves of the Aron and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he went and he took it out to the Heichel to do the next step, because the next avodah is that he has to spray it on the Pareches, on the curtain that separates between the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Heichel area. Then Vechnis, and he brought it back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, what's Halacha? What's the question? Says the Gemara, Mi Amrinu Mekayman, who do we say? Well, that's its place. Because like we see, initially he had to bring the blood of the par and the sar into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore it's not becoming invalidated by bringing it inside over there. Adema, or maybe do we say that no? Hayil v'nafik, since he brought it already out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim when he finished all the mitzvahs of doing it Bein Abadim, so then Nafak, he already totally went out, and now it's already Shloi B'mkayimim, because what right do you have bringing it in? You already did those Avodas. And therefore, it would become possible by bringing it back in El HaKadosh Panim, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Continues Rava. Ve'imtim Tzolayim Ahayel V'Nafak Nafak. And if you're going to say that, okay, once it went out. Now you're not supposed to bring it anymore. And if it would become possible to bring it in, then I have the following question. He's a Midaman Ala Pareches. If its blood was thrown on the Pareches, which is the next step, throwing it on the curtain, towards the curtain, when you're in the Heichel. So then the Kohen Gadol continues, as you continue on top of Pei Gimel Men Aleph. Then Vaitziu Lemizbech, then he brings the blood out to where the inner altar is. Because the third step is, first he does the sprays in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he does in the Heichel towards the Pareches. The third step is then he sprays seven times on the top surface of the inner Mizbech, and he pours four gifts on the four corners. Like the Pasuk says, V'yotze Lemizbech HaShelef Nemeshem, he goes out to the inner altar, because he was coming from more inner, so it's going out to the inner altar. And the Chippur Levin, he does atonement on it, which the Mishnah teaches, that refers to the Mizbech HaZav, that's reported in Yuma, definitely the Chesem HaBeis. And the Gemara says over there, why is it V'yetze? To say that he cannot do these Avodas in the Mizbech HaZav until he goes, passes the entire Mizbech, that he shouldn't be standing between the Mizbech HaZav and the Pareches when he's doing the Matanz on the Mizbech. Rather, he should be between where the Mizbech is and the entryway to the Heichel from the eastern side, not more in, which is towards the west. So let's say he goes out to the Mizbeach, and then Mechnis, and then he brings it back in where he was before on the second step by the Pereches. Now, what's the halacha? What's the question? Do we say Hacha Vadi Chad Makom? Who? I mean, here for sure, it's one place because there's no walls between where he's supposed to be now on the third step between the Mizbeach and the opening of the Heichel and where he was by second step when he was facing the Pereches, and therefore it's not bringing it into an area where it's not its place. A demo, or maybe that no, the Torah makes it into two different places because it calls it going out. Yitzia Karina Bay, it calls it going out, and therefore bringing the blood, even in the Heichel itself, from the eastern side of the Mizbeach to the western side of it, it's like two different distinct areas, and bringing it back to that place would be considered El HaKadosh Panima and invalidated. So the Gemara Tego, let it send all these questions, it's not clear. We were going Imtim Salema, basing on, saying even if it's possible, even if it's possible, it's possible to continue the questions, but all these questions are not resolved regarding if these would be invalidated based on Halacha of bringing the blood of a carbon, Al Kodesh Panima, more innermost than it belongs to.